Have you ever lost your sense of smell? It's one of the strangest symptoms, isn't it, of COVID-19? Well, I think so at least, has been this loss of smell. It's pretty common for your eyes to go. Hearing loss isn't unusual either. Mine's starting to deteriorate in my left ear. Too many rock concerts and angle grinders and stuff, I think, over the years has knocked my ears around. And I want to go on the record. I think it is an absolute coincidence that the ear that the hearing is disappearing from is on the passenger's side of the car. There's no correlation there at all, I'm sure. You don't hear much about the loss of smell, though, do you? Well, as it turns out, you don't need COVID for it to happen. Dr. Alex Baha-Fuchs is from the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Melbourne and the Institute of Social Neuroscience Psychology. He's been good enough to come on and give us an insight into what's going on here. Alex, thanks for doing that, by the way.
Pleasure. Good afternoon.
So do we lose our sense of smell as we age in the same way as we, you know, lose our hearing and our sight starts to deteriorate?
Well, lose might be a bit of a strong word. Certainly, I don't think that everybody loses their sense of smell. But I think it would be fair to say that as we age, many older people have a weakened sense of smell. And by that, I mean that they tend to have more difficulty identifying common smells. And I think that might be more the case for men than for women. But that is often quite subtle and nothing like the kind of loss of sense of smell that we see in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and many others, really, where you see a profound loss of the sense of smell, which happens often years before any other symptoms.
It must be terrible, Alex. They say that we taste with our nose. Is that true? How important is smell to us?
I think it's important and even very important, but equally is true to say that it's been neglected relative to some of the other senses. And maybe that is primarily due to the fact that if you compare it to vision and hearing, which you were just referring to, that it seems to be less critical for our survival, I guess, in the contemporary sense. I mean, nowadays we probably rely much more on other kind of higher levels of thinking for survival rather than our sense of smell. But it's still very, very important for many key aspects of our daily lives. And I think only when we lose it, sometimes we realize that. And even then, you might not realize that many people walk around with a very significant loss of the sense of smell and they're not even aware of it, which is not what you'd expect. For example, if your hearing or your vision is somewhat declined, you generally notice. But with the sense of smell, you can have a significant impairment and not even be aware of it.
Some of the experiences we've been with, losing the sense of smell might have been an attribute, of course. Are we talking about just by degree here? I mean, are we saying, okay, a promising career as a wine judge might go out the window now, or is it really something that you couldn't distinguish between fairly basic smells?
Well, I think it's important to highlight that, like other senses, the processing of smells occurs at both kind of a basic level, like just the ability to detect that there is a smell present. And we know now that when it comes to more, deeper levels of processing, like identifying the smell, as long as you can you detect it and it's strong enough, you should be able to identify it. So it's a bit of an all or none thing, whereas for detection or the ability to sense that the smell is there in the first place, it's a bit more a question of degree. So yes, but for example, people who are able to identify a smell that is present, it seems like they are able to identify it as a yes or no as opposed to as a matter of grade.
I understand that you can actually train to try and preserve your sense of smell. What's that all about?
So I'm very interested in my research on ways to preserve and even enhance people's thinking abilities as they age, and particularly if they're at risk of dementia. And in the last few years, there's been many, many studies that really are looking at what we call cognitive training or brain training, where people practice various tasks to try and, you know, have a better memory or better language, decision-making, and so on. What we are now realizing is that the nose may actually provide a unique window to train cognitive or thinking skills, because first of all, it is very well connected with areas of the brain that are responsible for memory and other important thinking skills. It's also an area of the brain that we know that shows remarkable neuroplasticity, so that is, it can actually involve the repair or regeneration of damaged neurons, which is great because it means that we can use the sense of smell to improve thinking skills, possibly even better than we can use vision or hearing, which is kind of where the research has been so far.
Okay.
So in the last few years, we're starting to see studies that help people train their sense of smell by exposing them every day, sometimes twice a day, to some basic smells. And what we see is that after doing that for a few months, people actually get better and they identify smells better.
All right. It's been a fascinating subject, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
Dr. Alex Bahar-Fuchs, a clinical neuropsychologist.